Welcome to the Politocrat. I'm Omar Moore. It is Friday, November the 19th, 2021. On this edition of the Politocrat.
As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber, we the jury find the defendant Kyle H. Rittenhouse not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Grosskreutz, we the jury find the defendant Kyle H. Rittenhouse not guilty.
That's right. The verdict is in. And were you surprised? All of that and more coming up next. So, dear listener, welcome back. And I'm sure you absolutely understand what this day is. It's total dreck. Come on. I said a few days ago on this podcast that Kyle Rittenhouse would walk on all charges. And yes, I was correct. And yeah, gloat not gloating, but I am gloating. But it's really nothing to gloat about, is it? Because again, how can you be Nostradamus when you've seen a system do this over and over and over and over again when it comes to white male violence? How can you celebrate that you got it correct when for decades, for centuries, for eons, millennia, we have seen this kind of garbage? And why should anyone be shocked or surprised? I can't believe I'm watching the verdict, and then I watched a little bit of the post verdict analysis, about 5 minutes, and I could not deal with it anymore. People telling me on that TV, the TVs, that they were shocked and surprised that this verdict came down. There's just no question. How can you be shocked and if you live in the United States, dear listener, you cannot claim to be shocked and surprised when injustice after injustice after injustice occurs. And for someone who's black to be saying that they're shocked and surprised by this verdict, whoa, I was very disappointed. I'm not going to mention the name of the commentator. I'm not going to. It's not about that. But you cannot be black in the United States of America. You cannot be black anywhere on this planet and claim that you are shocked and surprised at a verdict like this. You cannot be shocked and surprised as a black person in this country or anywhere that a white person would, in this case a white male, would get away with killing people. Oh, color me shocked. There's no chance. How am I shocked by that? I'm not shocked by that. It's the United States of America. No, I mean, come on. It's the United States of America. How can you be shocked that Kyle Rittenhouse, who killed two people on video and blew off the arm, basically, of a third person, and then walked out of there on tape saying to police, with his hands up surrendering, with a gun around, an assault rifle around him, and big, the rifle's bigger than him, surrendering and saying, I just shot two people, I just shot two people. Said it two or three times. I just killed two people, rather, was the exact wording. I just killed two people, I just killed two people. Police just let him walk. And that's how it is in the United States of America. This is how it goes. The racism of a system that backs everything that white males do. And no matter what it is. That annoyed me almost as much as the verdict, which, again, was not shocking nor surprising. To have someone who is black telling me that they are shocked and surprised. They told the TV camera that because I'm watching it. And I'm seeing someone say that they're shocked and surprised by a verdict. You mean you're shocked and surprised when the same Kyle Rittenhouse was picking alternate jurors in full view of everybody? Picking from a freaking raffle hat of who his alternate jurors were going to be? You mean you're shocked and surprised by a verdict with a Kyle Rittenhouse who had a judge who acted as if he were Rittenhouse's defense attorney? The same shocked and surprised at a verdict for Kyle Rittenhouse when you had a judge talking all kinds of nonsense on that bench? Really? There's no way you can be shocked and surprised at this. And you can't be talking about how a system's broken. This system is not broken. It is working to perfection for the people who devised and designed it. And this notion that the system is a broken thing and we have to fix it, you can't fix stupid and you can't fix a system that is a well-oiled killing machine unless you completely destroy that system and get rid of it entirely. You can't fix a criminal empire. But that's what this is. Oh, so it's broken. It's not broken. You can't fix a criminal empire. How do you fix a criminal syndicate? How do you fix that? If the criminal syndicate is vested in what it is, criminality, how are you fixing that? You can't fix that. You have to dismantle it completely and get rid of it. No fixing that. You don't fix things that are destructive. You get rid of them. And then in its place, put something in that's going to be life-affirming for the people, for everyone. We do not value life in this country. This system never valued life. It is a well-oiled killing machine. And I've said that over and over and over, dear listener. So this notion that the system is broken is garbage. It was totally designed to be as it is. Are you really shocked and surprised at this verdict? You know, I really, we've seen this over and over and over and over and over again. And before people start to go, well, George Floyd, look what happened there. I mean, Derek Chauvin went to prison. He got again. Listen, one freaking case. There's always one or two cases, and that didn't come because it was all about the case that was presented. It came because of a year of sustained pressure, not just in the United States, but in countries worldwide. That was what happened that led to this guilty verdict. It wasn't just the prosecution being better and stronger. It was that there was a whole year of pressure, marches and protests around across the globe, wanting justice for George Floyd. Are you kidding? So this idea that somehow, oh, it's not really like this because, you know, there's cases where we've got justice. Oh, wow. It's an exception that proves the rule. And the other thing about this today with Rittenhouse is this guy is going to now be lauded. This is what happens with these kinds of things. This becomes a political football now. And all you're going to be hearing about is this guy, and the Republicans are going to run campaigns off of this. You're going to have candidates running off of this, and they're totally going to have this guy campaigning with them. I'm telling you, they'll give him a spot in their freaking cabinet, you know, in their freaking hierarchy. Seriously, you think I'm kidding? They will totally do that with this guy. They totally will. And it was, you know, they're going to do that, and Fox will have him on, and he'll be a freaking contributor. You know, he'll freaking run for Senate. He'll run for some freaking office in the next few years, I guarantee you. And I don't need to hear Chris Hayes. Chris Hayes, be quiet. I call him out. I will call him out. This is why I don't watch the corporate. This is one of the billion reasons why I do not watch the corporate news media. I have had enough of people like Chris Hayes. Chris Hayes, please. You know, I mean, as I know people don't like my tweets, I'm sure they don't. They won't tell me, but I'm sure they don't. But some people probably don't. It doesn't matter. I really don't care less whether they like them, whether they don't like them. It doesn't matter. But honestly, dear listener, this is absolute nonsense. Chris Hayes, please, pipe down. We do not need to hear about what you wish for Carl Rittenhouse. And it's a kick in the teeth to all of these black families and these black sons and daughters who never got to live. And I didn't hear you tweet anything. I didn't see you tweet, well, you know, it's horrible what happened and who knows how great they could have been in terms of their contribution to society. Now, you might have done that. I've not seen your tweet saying that. And I don't know if you're on TV saying that because I don't watch you. I do not want to hear from people like this. This white male straight perspective about how you think that some murderer is going to now find a conscience. Come on now, pipe down. I do not want to hear about your freaking an assessment of someone here who really doesn't have the sense that God gave a blooming billy goat, and he's running around with freaking assault rifles. The guy should be behind bars on that alone. And then the fact that he murdered two people, give me a break. He never retreats. He shoots all these free, bang, bang. I mean, come on. And then says he just killed two people. And then all the white tears and the crocodile tears and, you know, the white tears, you know, you all, you know, that's a tip for white male defenders and white female defenders too. If you're in a jam, just start crying. And you know, yeah, because when the white person cries on cue, you know, it's, oh, wow. It's that emotional moment that, oh my gosh, poor me. And that's exactly what works in this country and works in, especially in a racist society like this. Completely fake. Everybody knows he's, that wasn't the guy crying his eyes out. Give me a break. A total acting job. You might have to put him up for an Academy Award. Best performance in a short film. Or best performance in a systemic farce. I think there's a really good short list of actors and it's only got one name on it. I just really, that again, this continues to send the message, and the system sends the message that it is a well-oiled killing machine and that it preserves, protects, and defends white male violence. It's as simple as that, dear listener. There is nothing really much else to say about this. And the other thing that I want to say, if anything there is to say about it, is I was off by just one day on when he would be acquitted. I said by Thursday he would be acquitted. And it turned out it was just a few more hours into Friday where that happened. I just have really been at a loss here to understand why people can be shocked about this verdict. If you looked at this trial, and I didn't even look at it for very long, I really didn't look at the trial at all. Maybe for just maybe an hour of the entire, 3 weeks that it's been on, a month that it's been on, whatever, I don't even know. And you could even see, and I saw clips on Twitter, that's pretty much where I looked at it from. And you could see the fix was in. That judge, I mean, the kinds of things that judge allowed or didn't allow. I mean, when he said that you can't call the people that Kyle Rittenhouse murdered victims. There you go. That gives you the idea of where this case was going in court and what was going to happen. A judge telling you that you can't call the people that Kyle Rittenhouse murdered, killed, victims. Can you imagine that being the court? And you're sitting there as the family who have lost loved ones, has lost a loved one or two loved ones. And there are two families who lost a loved one and a third family whose son has his arm ripped off, basically. And you're in a courtroom and you are there listening to all the evidence and then you hear this freaking judge telling you that your child being lost was not a victim, was not victimized. I just think that's so evil. And that judge may as well have been, may have been wearing a Klan robe. Really, he should have just had a Klan sheet on because that's exactly what you were getting from this judge. He was never, ever going to give the prosecution any kind of victory. And when you look back at this case, that judge really, I think, and I know you can't appeal these things on these, because there's no double jeopardy. You can't try somebody twice on the same charges in the same court venue. You can't do that in the same state or whatever. You know, you can't do this double jeopardy because once you've been acquitted, you can't be tried again. If there's a mistrial, you can be tried again. But if you have been found not guilty, beyond a reasonable doubt, you can't try that person again a second time around in that venue. You have to go to civil court and deal with the wrongful death lawsuits. And I don't know if the wrongful death lawsuits have been filed yet. I would suspect they have been. Because that's what you'd be able to sue for. When a judge is telling you that your child who is no longer here was not a victim of violence, and that child was clearly, your child was clearly murdered, clearly gunned down, that tells me that the fix is in. The fix is in, it's been in. And listen, I told you earlier this week, and I've told you more than once before that, I think earlier this week for sure, I definitely did tell you this earlier this week on this podcast, that Kyle Rittenhouse was going to walk. I mean, if you are under any illusion or confusion, I cleared it up for you and I said to you, he's walking. He's going to walk on all charges. And as you heard, I only played a portion. I didn't want to play all the whole minute plus of it. He walked. I just don't see why anybody's surprised. It's sad that I'm saying that in a way, because people love to think that the United States is this great bastion. And of course, there's some really good things about the United States of America, really good things, opportunities, all kinds of things that are very good. And there are things that you will not get in other countries. But let's face it now. There's so much denial in this country. There's so much that's not being looked at in this country. There's so much poverty that can easily be avoided in this country. The racism, the discrimination, these Republicans, these traitors who call themselves Republicans, they are disgusting. And all of this is abominable. And you can't call yourself this fantastically great nation if you are not allowing people health care, if you are not allowing people voting rights, if you are not allowing people the kinds of things that they need to subsist, if you are telling people that they've got to head down and make an appointment online to make they get their booster shot or their vaccine shot. This stuff shouldn't have to go to being an online situation. This should be absolutely taken care of. And in Denmark or in any of these countries, it wouldn't be a question. This thing would have been a done deal. People would have been able to get their shots. It shouldn't have to be that we've got to wait for people to come to us. We can go anywhere we want and get these vaccinations. In these other countries, in some of these European countries at least, you can get these things pretty much anywhere. It's just crazy. And we call ourselves this great, richest nation on the planet, and we've got such wealth disparity here. You've got people who can have guns all over the place. You've got people who can do whatever the hell they want with their guns. You've got people in states with open carry. Let me just put my gun all over the place. It can be a loaded gun. They used to have that in the Michigan, in the legislature there in Michigan, in the House chamber. People were bringing in loaded freaking guns. Why do you need the gun? To feel like you've got something? But you know what they say about that, right? It's just absolutely laughable. It's laughable, but it's not funny. And this is the violence that this society is all about. The system perpetuates it. And listen, people seem to have forgotten what happened with Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of the state of Michigan last year. There was a kidnapping plot against her, and all the details of that were just so awful. And here we are now, you're setting up another violent episode with this guy. This guy's going to get in trouble again. I don't give a rat's ass about him, but he's going to get into trouble again. He's too young not to. And he's too criminal-minded not to. He's too dangerous. He's a thug. And I don't care how many crocodile tears, how many white tears he sheds, he totally is going to commit a crime again. And it might be murder. And next time, it might be a mass shooting. But this guy's going to be emboldened. And that's the message, is to embolden and continue to perpetuate white male violence. And this system will always stand behind that. I mean, I just don't see how anyone can be shocked or surprised, given the history of this country, 245 years plus. I just don't get how, I can't, that really does tick me off. As you can obviously hear. And to have a black person say that to me on TVs, That's just ridiculous. You can't sit there and tell me you're genuinely shocked and surprised by that verdict. And this is someone who should know better. How many times have we seen this kind of verdict? How many times have we seen it? I'm going to take a break. Dear listener, I'm going to take a break. It's blowing my mind here that someone can claim that on television and tell you that they're shocked and surprised by this verdict. Oh, God, you know, a million people. I wasn't the only one that predicted he was going to walk. There was a gazillion people that were saying this. I don't want to make it out like I'm the only one in the world. There was a million people out here saying that this guy was going to walk on every charge, that they didn't think he was going to get anything. And then to have someone just say that to me on a television, on a TVs, that's just insulting. It's insulting. And, you know, the judge at the end there, oh, this is the best jury I could have possibly worked with. Yeah, yeah, that's what defense attorneys say. You know, says the auxiliary defense attorney for Kyle Rittenhouse. Oh, did you see him? He's sitting there in a black robe in the judge's chair. That's when a system fixes it for you. That's when a police union and these police unions and this Klan and a lot of this lot and the gun lobby, they all give him money, all freaking give him money on a GoFundMe page, or they give him money under the table, or they give him money wherever. Stuff the money up his backside for all I care. You know, this is just so disgusting. And for people to just walk this off like, oh, I'm surprised, or just to go, oh, well, you can't do that now. I think if you're listening to me, dear listener, you know this well. Your eyes are opened. Not because you listen to me, but your eyes are opened. And you need to now open the eyes of other people. And you need to make it clear. Particularly those of you who may be listening to me who are white listening. You have to start opening your mouth and saying something about this. And speaking up against it. And you need to educate people in your inner circle too. You know the kinds of conversations that are had in your circle about black people. And if those conversations contain people saying racist things about us, you need to be that white person amongst the group of white people who stands up against it and says, no, I take offense to that. I object to it. And that is not, I'm not going to have that being said in my presence. And you've got to stop. You have to start thinking about what you're going to say when this happens. You know the kinds of conversations that you have with your fellow white colleagues at work, friends, family members, casual acquaintance. Come on. There's a way that you talk. Now, maybe it's not you personally, dear listener, but there are people out here who know what the kind, they know. They'll say something racist and it'll just not get picked up. It will just be laughed off. It will be ignored. You can't do that anymore. If you're someone, dear listener, that is doing that or has done it, you need to change that. You need to open your mind and open your mouth and say something on the record and tell them to knock it off. You really do. Saying that you are not a racist is not enough. You need to be anti-racist. And one of the things you can do to be anti-racist is to actively stand up against racism. And actively, when you've got white friends of yours saying these racist things, you need to stand up against that. It's not enough to put something on Twitter. You need to do it in real life. I'm going to take a break now. Welcome back, dear listener. There's not much else to say, except that the House of Representatives earlier today passed the Build Back Better bill. I'm going to have some audio for you on that tomorrow's episode. And also, there were a couple other things that were, I think, noteworthy about this. The way the press has behaved in just asking these questions of Speaker Pelosi and the House Democrats, and the way they're reporting this, oh, this is a victory for the Democratic Party. How shallow And how narrow can you possibly be as a reporter? To report, oh, this is a great victory for the Democrats. This is a great victory for the country. Ugh, I'll get into that tomorrow. I really don't want to belabor the obvious here. And again, Kyle Rittenhouse walks on all of these charges. I mean, no surprise and no shock from here. Were you shocked? Were you surprised? I'm going to leave you with something that Malcolm X had to say about justice in the United States of America. And I will be back tomorrow for another edition of The Politocrat. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of The Politocrat. I'm Omar Moore.
So I'm telling you, don't you ever expect justice in America. No, I'll tell you that if the man locked me up in the morning, don't expect any justice.